Good morning. Yesterday, I was saying that everything has its beginning in thought, and if we want to change our world, we must change our thinking until it begins to conform to divine thought. About 4 years ago, my wife and I enjoyed our first holiday abroad, and it coincided with an invitation to speak at a peace conference in Austria. I was a little surprised to see a signpost pointing to Prague, and I realized we were not far from the Czech border. Our hosts informed us that the Yugoslav and the Hungarian border were, in his words, just down the road. It was before the tremendous changes had taken place in Eastern Europe, and for the first time, there in Central Europe, I felt vulnerable. I could well imagine the communist armies massing on the frontier just down the road. And I asked my host how Austria intended to defend those frontiers. And he just laughed. There's no way we can defend those frontiers. All the armies and all the weapons in the world cannot defend us. There's only one thing we can do, and that is to make friends. Are there not Russians, Czechs, Hungarians, Yugoslavs here in the conference? Our only defense is to change our enemies into friends. During these last few weeks, we have been thinking of Israel and her vulnerability and insecurity and the terror that Scud missiles have created by their deadly destruction. The frontier is no barrier to Scud missiles and many other weapons of modern war. There is no way Israel can defend her frontiers and protect her people from terror and death, except by making her enemies her friends. That would require a fundamental change in thinking, in feeling and in will. By the Israelis. Could it mean loving your enemies? It's a thought.